Paul understood that. So did Peter. He was an eager disciple who made a lot of mistakes in his ministry and as one of Christ's followers. And yet, God used him because he was willing to step out boldly when Jesus called. Peter was filled with zeal, passion, and enthusiasm. Taking responsibility for how we live is a brave thing. It takes courage to accept life as it comes to us, and it also takes courage to be determined to make the most we can out of it. Life is too short to waste it by always erring on the cautious side or playing it safe instead of pursuing all you can be. It's time to take action and make your life count. Step out of the boat and start working toward leaving a legacy when you are gone. Passion is more than a feeling. When most people think about passion, they may think about sex or burst of emotion that can come and go. They see passion as unstable, maybe unsatisfying, and even unnecessary. And as a result, they typically respond to life and signs of enthusiasm this way. Let's not get worked up about this. Let's just take one day at a time and see what happens. I don't let things get to me one way or another. When we feel less, we risk less. I'm here to tell you, though, the passion I'm talking about, enthusiastic enthusiasm, is not a feeling that comes and goes or a mood you wait to have in order to act on something. Passion is the way you approach life. Look how God uses passion. Everything he does is done with a purpose, and he does it passionately. He does it with his whole heart. We are to love God with our whole hearts and do all we do with enthusiasm and drive. No half-hearted effort on our part will ever please God, nor will it produce true joy in our lives. There is an innate desire deep inside each of us to reach for goals that seem unreachable. I'm talking about those hopes and dreams we all have. Some are lying just below the surface, but some have been so deeply buried for so long, it will take time to dig them out. It's our nature to have something to be moving toward at all times. We all need something to strive for, to work toward, and to dream about. We need a reason to get out of bed in the morning, and one that is greater than merely existing for another day. I believe we all have a deep desire to be daring, to get out of the box and live on the edge. If someone asked us, we would readily acknowledge we want life to be exciting. But some of us have gotten too comfortable and coy sitting on our respective couches of life. We need a challenge, but only a few of us ever dare to follow our hearts. I have decided to be one of the few. Will you join me? Will you dare to be different? Will you dare to live life like you mean it? Like some of you, I spent many years not enjoying life's journey. I fought with life, always wishing to have something different than what I had. I finally learned that life is more about the journey than the destination, and I made a commitment to enjoy it all. I thank God he taught me to face life boldly, knowing he is with me and that I can do whatever I need to do with him by my side, and I can do it with joy. I now know I have a purpose. God has a plan, and I have decided to live out my days with passion and enthusiasm. I believe this audiobook will have a profound effect on you. It will add a quality to your life that may have been missing, and I'm praying God will show you the purpose and the passion he wants you to have. Our greatest example of passion. As Christians, when we talk about passion, many of us will think of the passion plays we've seen at Easter and, of course, the 2004 film, The Passion of the Christ, which depicts the last 12 hours of Jesus' life on earth. Jesus was passionate about his purpose, and he didn't just show it through intense emotional moments, such as becoming angry when he saw people selling their wares in the temple, or weeping when he saw the unbelief of people. His passion could be seen in his concern for the sick, the poor, and those being treated unjustly. He always stopped to help and comfort hurting people who came to him. He prayed passionately and showed great endurance while on the cross.